voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky, swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine, with radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, a very good evening from a very nice Indianapolis, Indiana. I hope you're doing well. We've got our usual panel members with us, and I'm just going to throw it over to Jeff, and we will get started because you know we have a lot of radio news.
And we certainly do, Bill. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody, wherever you are. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. No matter where you're listening, this is All Things Radio Live. We got the usual panelists, and we got Sean, and we got Chris, and we got Gary, and we've got everyone else listening here as well, and Perry out in Iowa, who says it's so windy that his house might blow away. No, it's not going to blow away, Harry. I'm just giving you a hard time. We've got radio news from a national perspective. We got the last vestiges of a rock station out in Dundee, Illinois to listen to. We've got those format and call letter changes, and we've got a classic air check from a guy who was working in Washington, D.C. back in April of 1999, Fast Jimmy Roberts. All in all, a very, very busy podcast this week, so why don't we get to that radio news, and we can talk about some radio news that just made news after the radio news. So how about if we do that, Bill?
Thank you very much, Jeff, and we've got a lot of news for you, so here you go.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. This is the week for the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Entravision is hit with the notice of noncompliance by the Securities Exchange Commission concerning the shares on the New York Stock Exchange. We'll let you know what's happening on the street, and we'll also provide you with some cord-cutting news. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and the focus this week is on the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the big show during the month of April in which broadcasters all come together. Gordon Smith, CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters, provided a rousing keynote address on Monday. He talked about the future of radio and radio successes in local programming. He said where the people go to find out news and weather in the morning, they go to radio. They don't go to digital. And he talks about how live and local radio is important to the community. The National Association of Broadcasters show is important in many other ways. Manufacturers can show off all their wares. New technology for the industry is displayed at the show, and you get to see what's going to be coming out in the near future concerning radio and technology. The show is also important in many other ways. This is the place where radio owners and operators can get together. Many deals are made at the radio show, and we'll find out more about these deals in a future All Things Radio podcast. In other news, the National Association of Broadcasters also gave out its Crystal Awards for radio stations who provide exemplary community service. The winners were as follows: KBHM DeMichi, Minnesota, which is owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting. Call Off Media's KCVM, which transmits on a frequency of 93.5, licensed to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Bryan Broadcasting's 95.1 KNDE-FM, College Station, Texas. KWBG Boone, Iowa, which is owned and operated by Fieldview Broadcasting. WMBX-FM, West Palm Beach, Florida, owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting. WMGK-FM, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, owned and operated by Beasley Media. WRLT-FM, Nashville, Tennessee, owned and operated by Tuned In Radio. WTAM-AM in Cleveland, Ohio, owned and operated by iHeartMedia, as well as iHeartMedia's owned and operated radio station WWPR-FM in New York City. And finally, ADX Broadcasting's WYCT-FM in Pensacola, Florida. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Mikey Fuentes has resigned his position as program director at radio station KKFR-FM in Phoenix, Arizona. Mike Fuentes will be spending time on his other job as director of affiliate relations for Tina Cuccino Radio. Folks living in Grand Junction, Colorado will notice changes to the radio landscape as Junkyard Radio, KGJX, with a classic hits format, has dropped its satellite-delivered presentation in favor of live and local programming. Folks living in Nashua, New Hampshire are waking up to a new morning show hosted by Mike Moran and Lori D. The show airs on radio station WFNQ-FM and will provide you with an air check of this radio station station and a future All Things Radio podcast. Congratulations go out to Christine Malovitz, who's the midday personality at radio station WNYL-FM in New York City, owned and operated by Entercom. The station programs an alternative rock format. Christine Malovitz not only does the midday show on this radio station, but she's been promoted to assistant program director of radio station WNYL-FM as well. Austin, Texas has a new radio station on the internet. It's called Austin 360. The station will be promoting soul and funk music, and it's called Austin 360 Radio. Folks living in Los Angeles, California will remember Mark and Brian, who aired for many, many years on radio station KLOS-FM in Los Angeles, California. The station is owned and operated by Cumulus Media and programs a classic rock format. For many, many years, Mark and Brian did the morning show on this radio station. However, that's all gone, but not forgotten, because Mark and Brian will be doing a reunion show on April 25th in honor of KLOS's 50th anniversary. Finally, Entercom is proposing more changes to the radio landscape in San Diego, California, with KWFN-FM applying for four boosters. The station transmits on a frequency of 97.3. KWFN-2 would be licensed to Ramona, California. KWFN-3 would be licensed to San Marcos, California. And KWFN-4 would be licensed to Escondido, California. And let's not forget about KWFN-1, which would be licensed to La Jolla, California. And finally, Country Western is taking hold in the United Kingdom with Country Hits Radio. This station airs on the digital platform in the United Kingdom. And yes, we will provide you with an air check of this radio station because they're using the facilities of the Westwood One satellite service. Now it's time for some cord-cutting news. With Viacom buying out Pluto TV, it's going to be interesting to see what changes are going to be made with this free streaming service. First of all, one of the big changes that Pluto TV is making is they're going to be adding programs from BBC. So if you love Doctor Who, you can watch it on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is also adding a temporary channel for the next week with the show Hoarding Buried Alive. Pluto TV is also making changes by adding more programming from Viacom, and we'll let you know more about this in the next few weeks. When Disney's new online streaming service, Disney Plus, goes on the air, you'll get to see a new show based on the movie Monsters Incorporated. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week, and guess what? You guessed it, Home Depot is back on top, followed by Geico Insurance, Lowe's Home Improvement Centers, Progressive Insurance, and McDonald's. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Good stuff, Jeff. I almost forgot to unmute everyone and forgot to turn my microphone up.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, the big news coming up, and you're going to talk about it probably in this Sunday Sports Lounge, is what's going on at San Diego, California with 1090 XPRS. The sports radio programming is gone from this radio station. Now, the station is owned by a company out of Mexico, and the station is run by a company in San Diego called BCA Broadcasting, and they're having a fight with the owners of the station in Mexico. And so the station's programming is no longer broadcasting sports. They're broadcasting a classic format out of Mexico. So out of Mexico from another radio station. I believe it's in El Paso, Texas. Another news, we're also learning about the fact that WBOS-FM has dropped its alternative rock format in favor of a new generation of classic rock. So they're going to be competing with WZLX in Boston, Massachusetts, and, of course, the more modern rock sound of WAAF in Worcester, Massachusetts. Well, that's really serves Boston. So those are the big stories that we'll be talking about next week on All Things Radio Live. But it's certainly becoming an interesting situation. We have other news that iHeartMedia is also in the process of major layoffs in some of their markets. We know about two markets, West Palm Beach, Florida, and Wichita, Kansas, all of which will be covered in next week's All Things Radio podcast when we can get a better idea of all the layoffs that are going to be going on at iHeartMedia. So anyone in the panel like to say anything?
Yeah, I was telling the guys earlier about WBOS, and they're a great signal, 92.9, right at the beginning of the commercial band there. They've got a nice signal. A friend of mine used to hear them down in Connecticut on Sunday nights, listen to this comedy show that they used to run years ago. And they've tried many different kinds of formats. They've never really, I can only think of a couple of people who ever even mentioned that they listen to them. They've got great callers, WBOS in Boston. Hello, that works. You know, people are going to remember those call letters, but they've never really been able to figure out a format that works. I mean, if I were then, you know, if you really wanted to concentrate on getting that station going with the nice signal it has, and I know Beasley has always been running the Christmas stuff on WRRR, I would try to think up a really good format, run the Christmas stuff on BOS, you know, because that gets people in the door, and then, you know, get your format going. But they got to think of something that's really good, you know, and they just have never done it. And it's really strange because it should do much better than it does.
And when I used to do a lot of FMDX and I had the Beam antenna here in Albany, New York, I was living in a 9-story apartment building and I happened to live on the 9th floor. So I had my antenna on the roof and WBOS would regularly come in into the Albany, New York area along with radio station WGBH-FM, which had a killer signal into the Capitol
District,
probably still does. I would listen to WGBH at night because they had a jazz show at night that I used to like to listen to. And I'd listen to WBOS because I'm not sure what the format was back then. It was some sort of rock format, I remember.
And it's always been a rock station, but since
it was again, you're right,
theater,
Chris.
You know?
They've never been able to figure out that niche as to where they should be. They could never crack the listenership at WBCN in Boston, and they could never crack the listenership at WAAF in Worcester, even because you know you could still get WAAF in Worcester even in the Boston market. I mean, I spent time in. Where was it? Somerville, Massachusetts, where an old college roommate of mine lived. And we would listen to WAAF a lot because we used to like that radio station. There's a funny joke about that, Chris. My friend, my old roommate was from Worcester originally, or from Leominster, I should say. But he used to spend a lot of time in Worcester. And they used to be in a building called the Cocoin Realty Building in Worcester. But we used to call it the Cocaine Realty Building. So,
Okay. Am I not surprised?
You know, so that's what really kind of surprised me is that we used to have our, and they had a lot of great people on WAAF at once. So they used to have a guy named Joe Crummy or EJ Crummy in the morning, and he would play the guitar and play music in the morning. So, I mean, it was an interesting radio station. And of course, we talk about radio, and I know that Mike talks about radio from Aventura, Florida. He talks about radio and his love for the past. Well, in the old days, album rock radio stations were really good because they played stuff that was familiar, and they played a lot of deep cuts, and you don't really hear that much anymore. Everyone's got this cookie-cutter format for these. The classic rock stations that you hear today aren't really necessarily classic rock. They're popular cuts that some focus group that they chose plays the music. So they're not really as good as they used to be. There are a few, WBCO in Boulder, Colorado, and I'm sure that we could think of a few more. Sean, I'm sure that there are stations that you might think about that you like that play classic rock or rock.
Yeah, not that many. A lot of it is cookie cutter, but, you know, even a few years ago, like I said, you still had it. I mean, you know, you still had a few, but they're slowly fading into that cookie cutter. And, you know, it's kind of interesting talking about, of course, you got the 50th anniversary of KLOS and how many clips they will actually play of when they were the album rock station with people like, you know, Jim Ladd, the one that they wrote The Last DJ about, the song The Last DJ, you know, and getting deep into the cuts, you know, because you mentioned Mark and Brian coming back, so for one day. And how they'll get into it on their anniversary.
That's true. And, of course, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to tell you. Yeah, just about a... Did you read where YouTube TV was going to raise their price, what, $10 to $15 a month?
I did see that, $10 a month.
$10 a month. Yeah. It's pretty soon.
Everyone wants more money, and everyone wants a piece of the action. That's the problem, Bill.
The problem is it's going to be as expensive to do cord cutting as it is. In a regular cable, and we do acknowledge.
Well, they get you one way or the other. That's corporate America for you.
Yep. There he goes. Sure. You know, you've got to pay for it.
Hey, Jamie T, you've got your hand raised.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I heard about the Pluto TV. I do use that service, actually, and you know, all Pluto has to do now is get the rights for things like Cartoon Network and Disney, among other things, and this should be okay. You know, I mean, it never ceases to amaze me the fact that cable TV is dying, but you know, instead of them charging for the service, like most, because YouTube has the YouTube TV service, which is $44 a month, but Pluto is saying, you know what, we'll keep the service free, and that's amazing, especially now.
But Jamie, you know, cable TV isn't really dying, and I'll tell you why it's not dying. Because in many areas of the country, if you want an internet service, like here in Albany, you have to have internet service. And I can't get internet service, for example, where I am, unless I use Spectrum or Spectrum or Charter Cable or Spectrum internet service. So it's not that it's dying. It's that they are going to have to figure out another model. Now, Pluto TV does not do right. They have a classic cartoon channel where they do a lot of cartoons that are what they call public domain cartoons. So you'll see cartoons like Snuffy Smith and Barney Google and Beetle Bailey and Cool McCool. And a lot of these cartoons you don't see anywhere else because they're in the public domain. Same thing with their classic TV channels. You'll see a lot of Dick Van Dyke TV shows. You'll see a lot of I saw a Sherlock Holmes TV show. But a lot of these shows are out of the public domain. I see you have a Jerry, what did you want to say?
Okay, I saw a commercial the other I'm going to check it out. My contract runs out. According to this commercial I saw for Comcast, you'll be able to customize your service. I don't know if that means it'll be like a la carte. You can only pick the channels you want or whatever.
Well, that certainly is a possibility.
I think what it's going to be, Jerry, is they're going to offer, you know, like a sports pack and a news pack and other pack. But if you pick the pack, I think you're going to have to take the whole package. Like if you pick the news and you only want to watch Fox or CNN, you're going to get both because you pick the news package.
But you'd be able to drop three pack. Like you could drop the movie pack if you don't watch movies. At least you won't be paying for the movie channel anymore.
Yeah, right. And the other thing a lot of people are asking the FCC to force cable companies to do a la carte. Why should I pay for channels that I don't ever watch or don't ever care to watch?
Because I got to give Comcast a call because I'm paying a lot for that. And what I have is all my other stuff is on Verizon, but I refuse to get a phone company, to do cable. I want to have my cable be cable, my phone be my, cell phone. A landline and my internet, and because I also don't want to lose my local, those local channels that they have, because Comcast is the company of license for Quincy, so you want to watch that once in a while, the city council or the high school football games and stuff like that. So, but if I can drop some packs, then that's a good thing, you know.
That's true.
And Verizon doesn't have TV anymore; they sold FiOS, so they don't have FiOS anymore.
I thought they still own FiOS.
That's Frontier now. I thought Frontier has FiOS.
Well, maybe it depends on the part of the country because there's no Frontier around here.
Right, and they're still promoting FiOS here. Well, it's it's time for Jennifer Sparks caller and format changes. And you thought last week was very light, this week is much. There are much more of them this week.
Yeah, we got a lot of them. And here we go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of April 11th. KTSN 88.9 Blowout, Texas changes slogan from Sun Radio 88.9 to Sun Radio 103.1. KTTI 95.1 Yuma, Arizona changes slogan from Yuma's Hot Country to Today's Best Country. KTTI KVJZ 88.5 Vail, Colorado changes slogan from Jazz 89 to Kuvo Jazz. KCOR AM 1350 San Antonio, Texas changes format from Spanish News Talk to Tejano and changes slogan from Univision America to KXTN 107.5 FM and changes calls to KXTN AM. WCHK 1290 Canton, Georgia changes format from tropical to Spanish CHR and changes slogan from Mega Atlanta Radio to La Mega 96.5. WJZA 1310 Decatur, Georgia changes slogan from Smooth Jazz 101.1 to Smooth Jazz 101.1 100.1. WNSY 100.1 Talking Rock, Georgia changes format from Regional Mexican to Smooth Jazz and changes slogan from La Raza 102.3 107.1 to Smooth Jazz 101.1 100.1. WQUB 90.3 Quincy, Illinois changes slogan from Quincy Public Radio to St. Louis Public Radio. WEIO 100.9 Huntingdon, Tennessee changes network provider from Westwood One Mainstream Country to Westwood One Nash Icon. WLEE FM 95.1 Sherman, Mississippi changes format from sports to country and changes slogan from 95.1 The Fan to 95.1 The Farm. WNNH 99.1 Henniker, New Hampshire changes format from oldies to classic hits and changes slogan from true oldies to 106.3 FM Frank. WPSK FM 107.1 Pulaski, Virginia changes slogan from Nash FM 107.1 to 107.1 WPSK. WRAD FM 101.7 Radford, Virginia changes primary format from sports to talk and adds secondary format sports and adds secondary network provider Fox Sports Radio. WTSB 1090 Selma, North Carolina changes format from talk to religious teaching and adds network provider Truth Network and adds slogan The Truth. WVHK 100.7 Christiansburg, Virginia changes format from hot AC to CHR and changes slogan from Mix 100.7 to Hot 100.7. WVTT 103.9 Eldred, Pennsylvania changes format from country to contemporary Christian and adds network provider Family Life Network and changes slogan from 99.1 103.9 The Eagle to Family Life Network. KHRS 105.9 Winthrop, Minnesota changes slogan from Southern Minnesota's News and Classic Rock to Mentado's Classic Rock. WEIR 1430 Wharton, West Virginia changes primary format from sports to talk and adds secondary format sports and adds secondary network provider CBS Sports and changes slogan from Sports Radio 1430 to River Talk 1430. WWQB 102.3 Westwood, Kentucky changes slogan from 102.3 to Mix to 100.9 The Mix. KKCK FM 99.7 Marshall, Minnesota changes format from CHR to Classic Hits and adds network provider Westwood One Classic Hits and changes slogan from 99.7 KKCK to Your Greatest Hits and changes calls to KARZ FM. KOBM AM 1490 Omaha, Nebraska changes calls to KIBM AM. KARZ FM 94.7 Springfield, Minnesota changes format from Classic Hits to CHR and changes slogan from Your Greatest Hits to 94.7 KKCK and changes calls to KKCK FM. KOTK AM 1420 Omaha, Nebraska changes format from talk to oldies and changes slogan from News Talk KOTK to Boomer Radio and changes calls to KOBM AM. KREO 93.5 Jamestown, Wyoming changes format from country to classic country and adds network provider Westwood One Real Country and adds slogan 307 Real Country. KSDL 92.3 Sedalia, Missouri changes format from adult hits to classic hits and changes slogan from 92.3 Bob FM to Awesome 92.3. WKIC 1390 Hazard, Kentucky changes format from classic rock to CHR. WWSN FM 97.5 Whitehall, Michigan changes format from adult contemporary to country and changes network provider from Westwood One Adult Contemporary to Westwood One Nash Icon, and change his slogan from Sunny FM 97.5 to Nash Icon 97.5, and change his calls to WLAW FM. WHOH FM 96.5, Rhineland, Wisconsin, changes calls to WNWX FM. WLAW FM 92.5, Nuevo, Michigan, changes format from country to adult contemporary, and changes network provider from Westwood One Nash Icon to Westwood One Adult Contemporary, and changes slogan from Nash Icon 92.5 to Sunny FM 92.5, and changes calls to WWSN FM. WZQQ 97.9, Hyden, Kentucky, changes format from CHR to Classic Rock. The following stations have signed off the air: KTWD 103.5, Wallace, Idaho; WMOM 102.7, Pentwater, Michigan; WRDW 1630, Augusta, Georgia; WRLN 91.9, Rushville, Indiana. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week for All Things Radio. I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Wow. Jennifer's format changes kicked out a call that I used to listen to when I was living in Augusta, Georgia, or visiting it a lot. I'm not necessarily living there. That one of WRDW AM in Augusta, Georgia. That was a sports station for a while, and they were owned and operated at one point by Beasley Media, so I'm surprised that went off the air.
And also, I'm surprised San Antonio, a heritage station, changing call letter with KCOR, of course, now simulcasting to Hano 107.5, but KCOR, those call letters have been around for a while. They were one of the original. They were one of the original Spanish language stations in the country. I think they were the first one in San Antonio, and probably one of the first around, going probably back to what, the 40s.
The story, yeah, I think so, late 40s. And the story I read said they were possible. The rumor was Lance Venta, his thought was that they might be moving the 107.5 format over to 1350, just because of a Tejano format skewing older, which it it has pretty much all but disappeared from the radio in most places. And it was only sort of a regional format anyway. It was pretty much Texas, and they had some in Arizona and New Mexico too, but it was pretty much this part of the country. So
especially mainly South Texas, especially.
There's a lot up north too. There's some stuff up in DFW too.
I didn't see anything else, but I will make a correction on my Country Hits Radio, because I'm going to feature them next week from England, and I was listening to them more today. And while the original source said they were using stuff from the Westwood One satellite service, they may be using some stuff, but I believe that the station is doing some regular, local type announcers. But it is all voice tracked, and you'll get to hear it in next week's featured station. I was able to record it. It was a little bit difficult getting it, so that's a story in itself we don't have to go into. But I was finally able to get that radio station. And I'm not that good at country, and I don't know country that well. But some of this modern country sounds more like rock country than
it.
No.
Do they use the
'90s pop?
With the country western there, Jeff, do they use the English saddles or the American saddles? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell, because if I did, you wouldn't want me on a horse, because last time I got it on a horse... Never mind. It was a long time ago.
I want to hear about the horse.
I'll go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, you need to drop the western part of the country, because a lot of country fans don't like that certain people come. Yeah. You can tell, because they still call it country western there. So for your future reference, to save your life there, Jeff.
I would imagine the industry publications call it country now. I don't think
they call it country. They do.
Yeah.
Well, the story short about the horse, Chris, I was afraid that I was going to give the horse a hard time, because that was kind of heavy even back then. But the horse and I got along well. The horse's name was Brutus. And it was out in the West. So where was it now? I'm trying to think here. Oh, it was out in, I think it was Kansas, where I was riding horses back in 1968. That's the last time I rode a horse. I don't know that I'll do that again. So but it was fun.
That was about the time I rode one, and that was enough for me. I was happy to not ever do that again.
Jeff, I was going to mention that I saw an interesting article in Radio World about one of our local stations here that's owned by Salem Broadcasting, WWTC. They moved towers, and they are now sharing the tower with KKMS, which is another Salem station. So the 1280 WWTC and 980 KKMS. But what's interesting about it is they are running 10 kilowatts. They used to be 5 during the day and 15 kilowatts at night.
Have you noticed a change in signal at night? Because in the day, maybe it won't be so different for you. But how about at night?
They're a little stronger at night than they are during the day when they do the change. But they're a lot weaker here than they used to be because their tower they moved to is probably about 20 miles from here, whereas they used to be only be about 3 or 4 miles from here.
I noticed you brought up on your news the Austin 360 radio, and that's interesting. They have actually been advertising on commercial radio stations, from a couple of different companies that I've heard. Our sports station, The Horn, ran a commercial, and I think the rock station, KLBJ, I had them on there. They actually, both stations, an internet station, they've been advertising. I think it's somehow connected with the Austin American Statesman.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to try to get a recording of them. If I don't do it next week, it'll definitely be the week after. I'm going to try to get that in there because when I do my segments for feature stations, I try to make them as relevant as possible to what's going on today in radio. So I always, I never seem to run out of. Sometimes I'll say, Bill, what am I going to feature this week? Yeah. No, Bill always says to me, "You'll find something, won't you, Jeff?" He always does.
It's kind of like me. Sometimes I don't know too. Up there, I've got a question for the panel. We have a station here. Well, it's been off the air for 3 or 4 or 5 months. It was at 92.7. It was a translator. They didn't promote it very much for 1310 AM The Light, owned by Radio One, who has several translators. But all of a sudden, I noticed in the last 4 or 5 days, this translator is back on the air with more power now. But the audio is not so great, especially if you hear something that's broadcast locally. It sounds like it's off frequency or something. What do you think's going on with this thing that's been silent for 3 or 4 months at 92.7? That's not where they're really supposed to come on when they come on. They're licensed for 95.1, not 92.7. What do you think's going on there?
I don't know, Bill. That's strange.
I think the one, Jeff, that surprised me in the format changes was the one in Omaha where they changed from talk to oldies. You normally don't hear anymore a lot of music stations on the AM band, but that one surprised me a little bit.
And that's in that
Boomer.
Go ahead, Brian. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
I was saying Boomer, and they were Boomer Radio, which I assume is 50s, 60s, 70s, the Boomer Radio format.
They might have a translator, actually, so maybe that's why they did it.
Yeah, because I remember we featured Boomer Radio from Omaha in a previous All Things Radio podcast. I remember doing that. It was last year, I think it was, we featured that radio set. That
it was.
Of radio
it, it, it also makes me wonder, with that changing from talk to oldies on the AM, the one that changed, the one that she mentioned that changes to call letters, I wonder if there's a format change coming there, because oldies is really their format too.
Well, I guess the only thing we can do is say what I always say. We'll have to wait and see. That's all I can say. Bill, do you want to take care of that featured station from Seattle or the market again?
Yeah, we're going to do part two. Last week we did part one of a market scope from Seattle. Now, let's just see this week if I can get my fedora around here, and there it goes, if we can get them to be a little more wide variety. Last week seemed like they were stuck on a 101.5 station. They don't seem like they were
Magic
very,
108.
Only yeah, a couple Magic of stations, 108. Yeah. Let's see if they do a little better this week on part two of the best from Seattle from 1988.
101.5 KPLZ, Nerick Funk. Hi there. Got my power lines on if you want to hear a song. Seattle open at 421, Everett 252, and call me at 627-7587.
For your health.
A lot of music without a lot of talk. Here comes another four in a row. There's no repeat work day. Magic 108. KUBE 93 FM. Gary Bryan here with tickets to see our Seattle premiere sneak screening of Bright Lights Big City with Michael J. Fox. Caller number 9, fix him up right now at 421-KUBE or toll-free from Pierce County, 927-2393. Remember, the phrase of fame, KUBE means music.
Hi, what color am I?
I'd say you're caller number 9.
Oh, you're kidding.
You win.
Great.
What's your name?
Terry,
where are you calling from?
From Tacoma.
Terry, how do you spell your name?
It's T-E-R-R-I.
You know, there's so many different ways of spelling the name Terry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always afraid of getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Terry, we'd like you to join us for our sneak preview of Bright Lights Big City with Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
We've also got a great soundtrack for you that has some Brian Ferry music on it and Donald Fagen and a bunch of other great artists.
Oh.
And I suppose you'd like to go to the Tacoma South screening.
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing it in Seattle and Tacoma.
Okay.
And you're calling from Tacoma?
Yeah.
What is the phrase that pays all over town down there?
KUBE means music.
Celebrating 50 years of keeping clam.
KPLZ, Seattle area weather. Tonight, showers decreasing. Cooler temps down to the lower 40s tonight. Tomorrow's going to be partly sunny, then some afternoon showers. Highs in the 50s. Partly sunny and warmer Friday and Saturday toward the weekend. Looking ahead already. 50 at SeaTac, 52 in Seattle. With David Lee Roth.
Use only as directed.
Four in a row. Magic 108.
Boy, great show last night in the Coliseum with The Sting. If you had a chance to participate, you know of what we speak. Met him backstage.
Neat guy.
Okay, what'd you call him?
Well, his name's Gordon.
Yeah.
So I called him Gordy, and he said, it's nice that someone still remembers my name.
He stole your X-Pin, didn't he?
Yeah, and liked the X-Pin, and he was going to put it on, but he said, there's a lot of other radio stations here, aren't there? And I said, yeah, anyway, okay. So he stuck it in his pocket, but boy, what a show.
And he wished you happy birthday.
Okay, all right, so he did, yeah.
And what was the line? Come on. See, I have to get this stuff out of you because senility's setting in.
You're not getting older, you're getting bolder?
No.
Okay.
He said, you chase women only if it's downhill.
That was it.
That's the one. And then you went.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we've got the big one coming up. Speaking of going downhill.
What?
The KXRX 8K.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday, April 10th. That used to be the Bridge to Bay 8K. You know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
The X8K has team competitions, race packets, T-shirts, two-day Runners Expo Fitness Fair, which is going to be nice, and prizes for the top finishers and a lot of age groups, right?
Aha.
You can register for the X8K at...
Really?
We get sunshine, then we get rain, and now it's partial clearing over Bellevue, but now the clouds are rolling in, and it's just one of those weird... kind of northwest days, you know?
Exactly.
Well, what's going on traffic-wise?
Northbound I-5 is slow from North Boeing Field into downtown. Westbound 520 is sluggish on the bridge deck. Eastbound 520 is thick from Montlake to the east side. Southbound 405 is already messy through the S-curves, and there are reports of an accident at the south end of the Ballard Bridge right at 15th and Emerson. Lots of backups in that area from that. You'll want to avoid it.
Charlie and Tyre in Florida, we got a report for you coming up next on Q.
1-800-VECTOR-1. We're U.S. West Cellular. Call on our experience.
Grow West this afternoon, KXRX 96.5 Seattle.
KPLZ, here's Keith Sweat. Magic 108,
Randy Lundquist on the job. 340 in Storm Kennedy's forecast. Showers, possible thunder showers here, a bit breezy this afternoon. Showers tapering off tonight, though. Becoming partly cloudy and cooler with lows predicted tonight into the mid-30s. Could have some sunshine tomorrow. Currently 43, and Mother Nature's favorite group is coming up next with music from 79 at Magic 108 FM.
When the sun goes down, something special starts to happen.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Call it a feeling, but the music just sounds better. And the night belongs to Chet Buchanan.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
On KUBE.
Where you'll always get to the bottom of food prices. Everett, Snohomish, and West Olympia.
This fall, KPLC has it all. More music, more variety, and thousands of dollars for you to win. Is it a man? Is it a woman? And where will the KPLC mystery person be next? Find out starting September on KPLC.
Nick.
If you want to go with Uncle Vernon and Aunt Agnes and Teenick, don't go. Stay in this area because the weather is great. Today, sunny and warmer highs, the mid to upper 80s. So we're talking around 87, okay? Tonight, clear, warm, highs around 55. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs up to 95. And the weekend, it's the same thing. Mostly sunny days and warm, highs near 90. Right now, the shores of Lake Washington, we have 83. And on your dial, it's 93. On what station? KUBE, right?
KUBE.
That's right.
Now, back to the most continuous music on the official music station for Bumbershoot 88's Cube 93 FM.
Music all summer long, KUBE.
Miss and T-Nick.
All right, okay, here we go. Brand new music from Whitney Houston. Oh, it's Diddy. This is a good one. 1988 Summer Olympics album is called One Moment in Time on the Z.
KBS 97.3, national blackout weather, mostly sunny, which is good news, and warm with a high up to 85 today, 90 by tomorrow, 71 right now at KBS 97.3, KBSG, Tacoma, Seattle. The call letters that mean the best oldies in stereo, 24 hours a day on KBEST, 97.3 KBSG.
Hollywood Humphreys with more All Request Music on Seattle's official summer music station.
KUBE Seattle. Magic 108.
Tomorrow it all gets underway. Bumbershoot 1988. We'll be broadcasting backstage. Richard Marks on stage at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If you'd like to see Bumbershoot, you get the Bumbershoot gift pack, including a t-shirt, pair of Levi's shrink and fit jeans, and a pair of Bumbershoot tickets. Be the ninth caller now, 421-KUBE.
Much for your promises. Much for your promises. Music and sunshine, 93, KUBE.
KBEST 97.3 KBSG with Marvin Gaye, and I heard it through the grapevine, the most popular of the four versions of that song, including the Dancing Raisins. And Clyde McFadder did a lover's question, Johnny Rivers with Rockin' Pneumonia and a Boogie Woogie Flu. Sonny and Cher, I Got You Babe, and Fats Domino.
View Square.
KPLZ, some big, big shakeups in the making for tonight's edition of the world-famous hit election. Still plenty of time to vote for your favorites. 1-800-669-1015. Here's a song missing tonight's countdown, In Excess.
Don't ask me.
KUBE. KPLZ, Mark Allen, 651, and coming up next, tonight's grounding, barn-burning edition of the hit election.
KXRX 96.5.
Well, you got the magic.
you turned on the KMGI Seattle, home of the $108,000 Surma giveaway. 7 o'clock, here comes another hour of favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Magic 108.
Well, looks like that just kind of... Looks like that kind of just ended.
Yeah.
I mean, just ended. Don't know what happened there, but I still, I go back to the same thing on that particular market scope. I would have included some of the AM stations in my market scope of Seattle.
Well, and they also
sounded like the same stations that we had there last week.
It was the exact same five stations that we had: the WKXRX, KUBE, and KBS.
But you know what?
It was the same five.
But there is an interesting thing that you can think about when you listen to these radio stations. What did they have that the same stations don't have? They weren't doing voice tracking, and they had live announcers, not taped automation. So I mean, that's a plus. But were they really any better than today's radio stations? Well, I think we'll let the listeners decide if in that particular case, because I'm not really sure. But I can tell you that's.
I thought they were kind of sleepy myself. I mean, there wasn't really a lot of life to them. Like I was hoping to hear a good say CHR from the late '80s.
Even the CHR station was sleepy.
Because in those days, in Houston, we had a great radio war for years between KRB and 93Q, and it made the both those stations better. So all those stations are pretty sleepy. I could take a nap and not miss too much.
Yeah, I was going to say go ahead, Sean.
Definitely did not sound like 1988 San Antonio, what I was hearing, or even the Austin 1988, sound of radio. We even had oldies wars in those towns, San Antonio, and those, and all the different, the rock wars. It just kind of sounded like they were just, the CHR sounded almost like an adult contemporary station.
Our CHRs here were more rhythmic.
I live in Albany, New York, where there's always only been one dominant top 40 radio station, WFLY on 92.3. And in 1988, I believe the WGY had changed the FM. It was WGFM, and it became WRVE, and they were the river. And they promoted themselves as a radio station with no contests and no gimmicks but good music. And they were a better radio station back then than they are today. But unfortunately, when you don't have any promotions and you don't do a lot of stuff like that, you don't get listeners. And that's what they suffered from. So when iHeartMedia, it was Clear Channel back then, when they bought the radio station, everything totally changed. Of course, you could expect that, essentially. But I think radio, I always tell people that radio ultimately recycles itself in some way. But I'm beginning to doubt that now. I really do believe that radio is on the verge of going to some sort of digital or IP-delivered format, and it won't be what we are noticing or what we would be hearing 20 years, maybe even 10 or 5 or 10 years now down the road. I think that radio is going to be so much different that I think it'll be interesting to see. If I'm still alive and we're all still alive, and who knows if All Things Radio Live will be around then, it'll be interesting to predict what radio will be at that point in time.
Well, I noticed in my own life, I very rarely listen to the radio. I have an iPhone. I use that in my computer. And so if I want to hear any local stations, most of what I can hear from other places are, quite frankly, better. Do you have a good NPR station here?
I went to Florida and never used my radio, hardly at, and I would never do that. I mean, a little bit, but I could get
the local
stations.
And aren't you always the one that would always buy the newest radio all the time, Bill? Like you and Doug always talk about having radio wars, and I don't hear you guys talking about that much these days.
I mean, what's the point? Number one, they're not making them too much, and number two, it's just not fun anymore. I mean, there are times, when was it? I was trying to watch the NCAA game, and Jennifer was trying to get it on Lady A. Maybe Chris would know this. Why did she have such a hard time finding the championship game on Lady A? What was she doing wrong?
I didn't, I had it on the stream. I had already put in the Westwood One channels. And so, but WEEI was doing it, so I had it on there because they didn't have a Red Sox game. But so I listened to that. But they, it was on the Westwood One sports channel, and I don't know whether if she would have, if somebody would have asked for Westwood One, maybe you would have gotten it that way.
Chris,
but the March Madness should have still worked, shouldn't it, Perry?
That's what I was just going to say. If for future reference, she should enable the March Madness skill, and I would use that for on that device for future reference.
Yeah, and even it does work after April 1st, doesn't it, Perry?
It certainly does.
Okay,
does.
Just check.
And I will say this. I hear from people all the time. We talk about how we like the personalities. A lot of people now, they go, oh, well, the thing about radio is I don't like when people talk so much. You know, they hate. It's like they're so conditioned now because we've had either voice tracked or automated. A lot of people hate it when people, you know, especially younger people hate when people talk over the radio. Like Gary was saying, you know, listening, I mean, mainly the main station I listen to locally is our old sports station.
That's because they can build their own radio stations with their iPhones. So, like, if they want to hear music, they want to hear music. So I get that.
Yeah.
But then you look at WBOS, going back to that little thing, you know, they basically, Jeff, you said they have a morning show and then, you know, a syndicated morning show, and then they've got nothing, no voices all day, right?
That's at least that's what I hear. Now, I'm going to be listening to them now that I know they've officially made the change, and I'll start listening to them next week because I'll see if, I know we featured them originally on the podcast a few years ago, and maybe I'll feature them again to see if they do have anything live and local, but I tend not to think that they do. I mean, that's the thing. But
I mean, the other Beasley stations do, you know, Magic and WROR, and no, Magic, I'm sorry, is Intercom, but I mean, you know, whatever, but radio.com. But, you know, WROR certainly has DJs and so forth, and they're doing very well. So, you know, it's an old, but it's a, you know, a whatever they call it nowadays, 70s and 80s oldies, or what, I don't know what they're calling themselves now, but, you know, it's the oldies form, what passes for oldies these days.
You know, one of the things I find that is very tough is because when I like to feature radio stations, it seems the only time I can feature them is in the morning because that's when you seem to get all the personality. So I don't like to do that because I want to hear, I don't want people to hear what the radio station sounds like during the rest of the day. That's how I look at the radio. It's
but
not
they'd
just
be
the
even
morning.
More the same if nobody's running, you know, running voice. You know, if you're going to hear, if you put BOS on at 2 in the afternoon, what are you going to hear? Just a bunch of music, and they'll tell you it's WBOS, and they'll play some more music and maybe some local ads, but that's about it, you know, all you'll get.
Yeah, you know, and I will tell you that when I did WZLX a few months ago when iHeart bought them and they had that morning show with, that really sounded pretty good. They had a pretty good morning show and it sounded good at the time. But you're right, the rest of the day, even though they had live announcers, they cut back on the talk, they cut back on everything, you know.
Yeah.
And getting back to the past, and I'm not trying to gel on the past, but it was a time when an album rock station where a guy could sit there and talk for 10 minutes about a song or talk about something.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I listen to WNEW-FM in New York City because that was the staple. That was the big album rock station. They were it at the time. And, you know, I could hear Roscoe talk, and he would talk for 5 minutes. I have an air check of Roscoe resigning from WOR-FM when Bill Drake Foreman was going to come in. He spent 8 minutes talking about the bad state of radio and why he was leaving, and he did it on the air. I mean, and I will probably play that at some future podcast. So,
yeah, I'd love to hear that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, but how much you want to pay me, Gary?
Yeah,
I'll give you $1.98.
I'm only kidding. You know,
I think Gary's correct though when he says that instead of listening to the local radio, that you listen to more on your iPhone and your dot or whatever whatever device you have. That's what I certainly do. The only time I listen to local radio usually is either when there's a ball game or when there's supposed to be severe weather.
Well, you know, that's right. What's going to kill radio is because, you know, if my daughter wants to hear a song, and I talk about my daughter Brenna all the time, and she has music videos from YouTube, and she's always on the internet listening to music, and I'll say, and she doesn't listen to the radio because let's say she wants to hear something by the Imagine Dragons, and that she really loves Imagine Dragons, and she loves another group called Panic at the Disco. Now, I know some of your old guys are going to say, who's Imagine Dragons, right? But no, they're groups that the kids like today, you know. And she doesn't need to listen to the radio. If she wants to hear the song, she can just look it up and search for it, find it, and listen to it anytime she wants.
So in their minds, that's what I'm going back to. In their minds, music doesn't go with personality. Music goes with music, and if you want personality, you talk to your friends.
And on YouTube, Jeff probably...
Over here, severe weather is not really done on the radio. There's not a lot of weather coverage here.
There is here when it's really bad. But, you know, one thing she can do on YouTube, Jeff that she can't do on radio, obviously. If she creates a playlist, she can put all of her songs in a playlist, and she can listen to that playlist over and over if she wants to.
And right? I will tell you that the younger they are, the more pliable the brain is, I think, because they can sit there and multi, and she can do her homework, listen to YouTube at the same time, and chew gum. And I can barely worry if I can barely do two things. But kids have the ability to do these things, and they're young. And I mean, I try to multitask, but it's tough to do that. So, you know, I know we're, you know, it's a horrible thing in a way that when you get older, but I try to stay in with the music that the kids like. I'm not really much into hip hop and rap, but I try to listen to a little of it just so I understand it. So, you know, when I do a radio station and happens to have an R&B format or hip hop rap format, I'll spend an hour or two listening to that radio station, so I'm kind of familiar with how they do their breaks. So before I do the editing, I at least kind of get an idea of what I'm doing. But that's, it sometimes it gets to be a little bit tough, you know, that's the whole thing. Well, you know, we got a featured station, and I'm not exactly sure how far Dundee, Illinois. Oh, good, Bill.
No, I was just going to ask one quick question before we get into that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You can blame me if we go over. So, and that question is, what is this? I see a lot of, one especially, and I've got it on my Victor stream, and I think it's TWO or something like that. They've got like three shortwave channels. What is shortwave? What is the fascination with that? And why do these oldie stations broadcast on shortwave?
Well, I think it's because people are outside the United States like to listen to some of that stuff. Of course, a lot of the religious station stuff is on shortwave because they buy the time. They buy the time. Remember that? What was that station in New Orleans? Was it WHRO out FM in New Orleans?
WRNO.
WRCQ up in Maine. They fill a lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh, but I met that guy, the guy that owns that from Monticello, Maine. He's also a pirate radio enthusiast. And I remember when he ran the pirate radio station in New York City years ago. Hey,
so what's that one called that is on my Victor stream?
Yeah.
Is it the one out of Maine? What is that called?
WBCQ. WBCQ.
Yeah.
The Planet. The Planet.
They do a lot of brokered programming, but they have a lot of interesting programming on the weekends and stuff. There's a guy named the Timtron, if anyone's ever heard of him. WA1HLR is this call, and I think he does a show on that particular radio station, and he believes.
Don't they also play like old 78s? They have a show that does that, I think, on there, don't they? Or they used to, anyway.
I think they do. I don't listen to them normally, but you know, remember the old days when the legend had Mike's Mess and Mike Gorman played 78s on Saturdays. I think he did it one time. Well, they kind of fit the niche where other radio stations don't. And when you go to the shortwave convention in Pennsylvania, he's always there, and he always talks and bemoans the state of. And why he is what he is up in Maine, because he does what he wants to do. He doesn't have a consultant telling him what to do. He doesn't care what the consultants say. I know he has some commercial stations, and that's what really pays the bill. It's like Bob Bittner up in Massachusetts. He does it the way he wants to do it, and he doesn't care what corporate America thinks.
That's right. He was left some money, and that's why he was able to buy. And of course, he didn't buy real powerhouses, but that's why he was able to buy the stations he bought. And, you know, and he's actually got a couple up in Maine that run. I was hearing a promo. A couple up around Augusta that run some stuff on Saturdays and Sundays when they're not required. They do news talk during the week, and then they don't want to do the best of so-and-so. So they do that on Saturday and Sunday. So he's got a little, you know, little network going there.
There are independent people, Bill, who like to just do. Look, you have the legend, and in a way, you're the same way. You do it your way. You don't care what other people think about your internet radio station. You do it because you have people who have the same mold and thought that you have. And you have Nolan Crabb and Steve Nomer and Laura On. I'm sorry, Tim On. I'm sorry, Timmy. Tim On and. You know, all the people who do their shows, and they all do something different. And that's what makes the legend so different. Is it going to be for everyone? It may not be for everyone, but it is something that people are doing what they want to do because they enjoy what they do. And that's the difference between people like Alan, like the guy out in Maine, and the guy Bob Bittner
And I think what happens is it comes through that since they enjoy it, the people enjoy it. They know that they care about it, and then they care in return, you know. And that's the opposite of what the kids are doing, because the kids just want the music, and they don't expect that they never had it. And, you know, they'd have to, it'd be an acquired taste, because they never, you know, sat down and listened to a morning show and said, you know, I want to, you know, Murray the K or Cousin Brucey or whoever, you know, I want to see what this guy says about this new song. They don't care. They're going to say, and then the friends are going to say, they're going to all tweet and do their thing, and they don't care. It's not something, it's not a category of thing that they do.
great
Well, the
stuff.
Only thing I'll say before we do the featured station is I remember hearing an interview with Cousin Brucey, and he decried the state of radio. Not that radio wasn't doing it. He decried the whole corporate greed and how radio was being run and how they forgot about the listeners. Well, I don't know that they forgot about the listeners because listeners mean money. But they forgot about the creativity and what made radio what it was. Don't blame radio stations because they don't have announcers. Blame the consultants because when I own a radio station, I say, this is what I want to do, and I don't want to spend money. Well, of course, a consultant's going to figure out a way for me not to spend money and not to hire people. If I can run an automation with a jukebox and play it as well and make it sound really professional, then I'm going to do it because that's the way it is today. And it's not going to get better. So that, what can I say? Bill, I think it's time for our feature station.
I think finally, after all, I think you're right, Jeff. Here you go.
I'm giving you a hard time.
Just
but we can
give
say goodbye to a
time.
Rock station. I hate to say goodbye to radio stations because EMF broadcasting is certainly getting very powerful. But you're going to hear what this radio station sounded like. I wanted to say their goodbye sound, but they cut off the web early, so I couldn't do that. So I was smart and recorded the radio station a little bit earlier than they were going to say goodbye. But this is WFXF in Dundee, Illinois. Station was sold by Matrix Broadcasting to EMF, and you know the rest of the story.
Here we go. We're going to cross over to the other side.
It's always sad to say goodbye to a radio station, but that's what happened this past week at radio station WFXFFM in Dundee, Illinois. Dundee, Illinois is a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, and this suburb's rock radio station, WFXFFM, dropped its rock format in favor of Christian music. The station was sold by Matrix Broadcasting to the Educational Media Foundation, and the station is now programming the K-Love Contemporary Christian format. In honor of the station's rock format, we're programming an air check of what the station sounded like before it adopted the K-Love format. So without further ado, why not sit back and enjoy this radio station on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
I think we're still 103.9 The Fox.
Yeah, so far, man.
I think we're still 103.9 The Fox. I think we had like 2.5 hours left.
Right. So we've got, you got the official time?
1 o'clock.
All right.
So here's what we're going to do because the station's done today.
Dude, it's counting down. It's creepy.
Pat, let's go take a 2-hour lunch and then come back.
Yeah, dude.
The Rock of Wheaton is the Rock of Chicagoland. 103.9 The Fox. We are the Rock of Chicagoland.
Adult supervision is required.
103.9 The Fox.
We gather around the radio to mourn the loss and celebrate the life of our little rock station in a cornfield. Call the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644 to leave a message.
Hey, Quiggs, Eddie and Pat, it's your buddy John from Crystal Lake Brewing. I just called to say that you guys have embodied everything that's good about local classic rock radio, and it's been a blast working with you. Everyone here at CLB wishes you the best in whatever comes your way in the future, and Fox Rocker Beer will live on. Thanks, guys. It's been a privilege.
To leave a message of your own, dial the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644. Rock with us. Until the rapture.
Should I stay or should I go?
The Rock of Chicagoland. 103.9 The Fox.
Lose no
spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
We are the Rock of Chicagoland, 103.9 The Fox.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Friends, we gather around the radio to mourn the loss and celebrate the life of our little rock station in a cornfield. Call the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644 to leave a message.
Hi, this is Dave from Algonquin, and one of the things that I'm going to miss the most is the local traffic. Where are we going to get our traffic from? Where are we going to get our coyote sighting reports from? Where are we going to get our pelican on the river reports from and activities on the river reports from? We're going to miss you guys. Rock on.
To leave a message of your own, dial the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644. Rock with us until the rapture.
Chicagoland. Until the rapture, the Rock of Chicagoland, 103.9 The Fox.
Friends, we gather around the radio to mourn the loss and celebrate the life of our little rock station in a cornfield. Call the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644 to leave a message.
This is Beth from Crystal Lake, and we are so upset that you're leaving. We don't know what we're going to listen to all day on the lake now. We'll be missing you guys. Hopefully you land somewhere good, and maybe we can get another rock station. Thanks. Bye, guys.
To leave a message of your own, dial the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644. Rock with us until the rapture.
Of Chicagoland.
No.
The Rock of Schaumburg is the Rock of Chicagoland. 103.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Friends, we
gather around the radio to mourn the loss and celebrate the life of our little rock station in a cornfield. Call the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644 to leave a message.
Calling in from Wheaton, this is Josh. Just calling to say about how much of a just fantastic radio station you guys were. All the hosts, I just really want to thank you. I know these are the last final days, but man, if it wasn't a good run, I don't know what is. Keep on rocking out there in Foxland. See ya.
To leave a message of your own, dial the Fox Funeral Phone at 815-893-9644. Rock with us until the rapture.
Well, there you go. So long to radio station that's no more. You just heard the last vestiges of radio station WFXF-FM, licensed to Dundee, Illinois, with their rock format, That's No More. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team, and let me know what you think of this part of the show. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett. Well,
wow.
What do you guys think of that station? They played a really good
cool.
They played a lot
cool.
of Ride.
Rock with us until the rapture. I guess that didn't work out because we're all still here. But
well, the rapture being they were going to become.
They were going to go.
They were having fun with the fact that they were sold to EMF. I loved that and the funeral phone. That's what I liked.
Yeah, funeral phone. And I like. I wanted to hear. I missed those Coyote and Pelican reports. Those would have been good. Too bad I didn't hear those.
Yeah, the funny thing is, we featured this radio station on a previous All Things Radio podcast a while ago. What I liked is the variety of classic rock. I mean, you got to hear "Love Rain on Me" by The Who from Quadrophenia. You got to hear The Kinks. You got to hear modern stuff too. I mean, a very wide variety of rock. I think
I even
heard
Rush.
Nirvana.
I think those guys did go for a 2-hour lunch. I never heard them again. They were talking about going to lunch, and the last we heard and everything else was those promos. So I think they did it. I think they did.
Well, since they were going to be going off at 1 o'clock their time, which is 2 o'clock our time. I wanted to record that part of it, them saying goodbye, but they pulled the audio feed down too early, so I didn't get to. Wasn't able to record them, unfortunately. So
how about radio from a bar? Has ever been radio done from a bar?
Yes, there has, Bill. We had there was a station in, well, it's still technically there, and they used to do Iowa football games from a bar, and they would broadcast them. And needless to say, that got kind of interesting. But yes, it has been done before.
All the little things that go on in a bar, you know, the people that hang around all day. And
ask Sean about that. He's the bar guy, right?
Well, a lot of our sports talk show on stations on, you know, like here on the Horn, one of our local sports stations, are the one that actually does local sports talk. They do a number of their shows. From different bars.
Sure.
But
Tuesday,
not
when
like,
it was homeowner for opener for the Red Sox, they were at the Cask and Flagon, which is right down in Kenmore Square, right by Fenway Park. They broadcast from there. Sure.
You know, we had a station in New York City, WTFM, licensed to Lake Success. That's out in Long Island. And their studios were at a building that had another radio, a restaurant called the Broadcast Inn. And the novelty here was that you could go to this restaurant and have dinner, and you could see the radio announcers in the studio behind the glass working at the radio station. It was called the Broadcast Inn. And that was where WTFM did their broadcasting from. Unfortunately, the restaurant went out of business, but they had good food.
Yeah, I've seen sports talk shows from bars, but never...
Yeah.
You know, like,
as a matter of fact, the day before the Super Bowl, the Sports Hub was in one bar in where the heck was the Super Bowl this year? I can't even remember where they were.
It was in Atlanta.
They were in one bar in Atlanta, and EEI was in another bar. You know, two groups of Patriots fans were there, and maybe Atlanta had a couple too going for their station. But Saturday afternoon, traditionally, when the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl, there's always been like big parties in the city where the Super Bowl is, and EEI and now the Sports Hub too. Have people all go and do a remote from one of the bars down there.
What about the fact
we were
that
talking
the,
of, we're,
Oh, go ahead,
we were
John.
Talking also going back to, you know, that market scope of the 80s kind of tied it into the bar question. Remember, in the 80s, at least down here in San Antonio, and I know Houston did it, it was one of those, the CHR stations would broadcast from nightclubs, and you'd get
everybody did
crowd
that
noise. Yeah, back they all did that back in those days, and they would go out in the crowd, and you'd have mics, and they'd have to really watch the dump button, you know, and just...
I heard an interesting thing on KHFI happen. I was listening to their Marty frequency, and they were broadcasting from a club. I think it was called Paradox. And so this guy is talking to somebody. Again, I can't say what he said on here. But when they finished it, you could hear this guy on the Marty, you know, calling the cell. And they didn't talk to anybody else the rest that night. I don't know.
Karen is with us. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes. This is kind of interesting. A station in the Tri-Cities here in Tennessee has got the WTFM call letter. 98.5 in Kingsport.
Okay.
Their adult contemporary.
Yeah, they have an oldie show on Saturday night that I sometimes listen to on WTFM. And that guy that does it seems to enjoy it. So that's one of the reasons I listen to it.
And even in Indianapolis, Indiana, Bill, you had a podcast where the guy was doing a sports show, and I'm sure there have been some sports shows that are done from sports lounges in your market.
Oh, yes. And they let the language fly.
By the way, let's explain only one thing. Gary, you said something about the Marty. Marty was a system by which the radio station used a portable transmitter to transmit their remote audio to the radio station, which had a receiver at the other end, and they would patch that into the radio station. You don't see that done too much anymore, but it is done occasionally.
If you had a scanner, you could hear those frequencies.
That's right. They were in the 160 to 161 range or something like that. I remember that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
If you had the old RCA radio, you know, those VHF, UHF radios, you could listen to the car phones. And some of the things that would happen on the car phone or the mobile phone was you'd hear crews who were going to be broadcasting on TV, and they'd be talking about the story they were going to cover, and they'd be talking, when are we going to be on, about 2 minutes and all that. And then you'd hear them come, and you'd maybe put on your TV and listen to them, you know, in stereo, listen to them over that phone thing on the air.
That's true.
Good stuff.
Hey, we're going to be running out of time.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. Well, this has
been
great.
What should I give you a request now for the show? Even though I'm not sure I think we talked about it, but go ahead, Tim. Yeah,
go ahead. If we're doing 1961 this week.
1961,
yeah, good year.
What's that song by Joe Dowd about the wooden heart?
Wooden heart. Woodenheart, 1961.
I don't think
it's in my countdown. So if you want me to.
Yeah, can you play that one?
To your request?
Sure, can you play that one? No, I do have it in German as well, but I also have it in English, so.
Well, it's partially German, and then Joe Dow and Elvis did it that way, too.
True. But I have I thought I had the really German side, but in our classic airtime section. Oh, go ahead, Kim.
I was going to say, I think Joe Dow is a better version.
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a heck of a lot better. In my classic air check section, we're going to hear Fast Jimmy Roberts. He worked at WPLJ, but this time he's working at WGAY with a jamming oldies form. Well, they were trying to figure out what they were calling.
He also, when he was at PLJ, I think also he was one of the co-hosts on, the syndicated dance show in the late 80s, Party America.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, my God, Sean, you bring back some memories. We'll have to get together and talk about
it. Him and Joe Nasty, who had left San Antonio, left KTFM, gone to Power 106, they co-hosted it. And then they replaced Joe Nasty with Jay Thomas, of course, the morning guy.
Yeah, from 99X in New York.
Tell you what, we're going to play it, and we'll see how fast Jimmy is.
And on Cheers.
Yeah. Thanks for everything, guys. Let's see how fast Jimmy is. We'll see you on Sunday night.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I guess, do we have time for raised hands, Jeff?
Well you run the radio station, so you make the executive decision.
Right,
go ahead.
We'll opt in favor of a raised hand because, go ahead. Right.
And that being Bobby.
Go ahead, Bobby. Try it. Go
when
ahead.
That went on.
There he is.
I remember Bass Jimmy and Joe Nasty and then Jay Thomas. I have a question, though. What year did that happen? Because I remember 84, right?
No, it was 87 through Party America was like 87, 88, 89 because Joe Nasty left KTFM at the end of 86 and went out to Power 106. And then I remember hearing Party America on KTFM, I want to say the summer of 87. So it's, and it and I think it lasted a couple of years, that show. And it might have gone into 1990, but I know it was 87, 88, 89.
No, they couldn't compete with Open House Party with John Garabedian. And that was the
That's
problem.
That's right. John H. Got them there.
And they were on tape. They weren't live. They were taped.
Yeah. We have one more. America. Karen, did you want to say something else? I saw your hand up, unless that was before.
That was from before.
Okay, very good. Well, Bill, I think it's time for Fast Jim. Well, I like Fast Jimmy Roberts. I thought he was good. Fast Jimmy Roberts on WGAY from 1999.
Here he goes. Thank you, everyone.
This week, we're taking the virtual time machine back to April 16th, 1999, and we're going to listen to radio station WGAY-FM in Washington, D.C. The announcer we're going to listen to is Fast Jimmy Roberts, who came to radio station WGAY-FM after working at radio station WPLJ-FM in New York City. The station at that time was premiering a new Jammin' Oldies format, and they wanted to find a name for the format. You get the picture, and I'll think you'll find out more when you listen to this radio station. So without further ado, want to sit back and enjoy radio station WGAY-FM in Washington, D.C. with their radio announcer, Fast Jimmy Roberts, from April 16th, 1999, on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
Here we go. Time to wake up, D.C. There's a brand new radio station in town. This is the new 99.5, D.C.'s Jammin' Oldies. Hey, my name is Fast Jimmy. New radio station, new DJ. D.C. weather for today, partly cloudy, high temper at 65, 603, 45 degrees, and Sly and the Family Stoner on the new 99.5 Jammin' Oldies. It's brand new 99.5, DC's Jammin' Oldies, Sly and the Family Stone. Thank you for letting me be myself again. I had concert tickets to go see them back in 1973, and they didn't show up. Left me standing in line. So, Sly, if you're listening, dude, you owe me a concert. Okay, man? It's about 6:06 in Washington, D.C. Good morning. My name is Fast Jimmy. I want to tell you how you can win $25,000 in cash. All you have to do is name our little baby radio station. You can fax in your entry to 888-368-5775. I'll give it to you again. That's 888-368-5775. Or you can snail mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game, 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. The zipper is 20852. It's the easiest way to pocket $25,000 in cash. When you get into the office later today, you know, get together with your friends, put together some thoughts, and give us a name. Maybe pick up $25,000 in cash. Time now to check DC traffic.
99.5 Commute Update.
And good morning. Looks like we got an accident in Annapolis. I'm Rona Mensa with the latest traffic on the new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies.
The new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies. Good morning. My name is Fast Jimmy. Got a brand new radio station in Washington, D.C. 202-432-1995 is the telephone number. Call me now. See what we can do for you. Fire. Pointer Sisters.
I'm riding in.
The new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies and the Wicked Picket. Wilson Picket, Land of a Thousand Dances from 1966. That's a jingle for some commercial now, but before that, it was a great song. Good morning. My name is Fast Jimmy. It's coming up on 620 in Washington, D.C. D.C. weather for today, it'll be partly cloudy, high temp around 65.
The new 99.5 Commute Update.
It's the new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies. Time to roll out of bed and get down on Coolin' the Gang on the new 99.5 DC's Jammin'
Oldies. What's he gonna do?
Oldies. I met him on the streets one day. Nice guy. Barry White, I'm going to love you just a little bit more. This is the all-new 99.5. So far, that's all the brain trust that runs this radio station could come up with as far as a name goes, and that's where you come in. We'd like you to name our little baby radio station, and by doing so, you could win $25,000 in cash. Here's the deal. When you get into the office, you can fax in your entry to 888-368-5775, or if you don't want to use your boss's fax machine, you can mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game. The address is 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. Zip code 20852. It's an easy 25 G's from DC's Jammin' Oldies.
New 99.5 Commute Update.
The all new 99.5, 641. Hey, it's Fast Jimmy. 45 degrees in DC, heading for a high of 65. It's Donna Summer. The new 99.5, DC's Jammin' Oldies. This is what you do after a night of wild partying. Wake up, roll out of bed, and pick up the pieces. AWB on DC's Jammin' Oldies. Pretty fly. 95 for a bunch of white guys. AWB and pick up the pieces on the new 99.5. DC's jamming oldies. DC weather for today, it'll be partly cloudy, maybe some showers later on. High temp around 63 for tonight. Cloudy down to 45, maybe some rain too. Right now it is 45.
The new 99.5 commute update.
I'm Rhoda Mensah with the latest traffic on the new 99.5 DC's jamming oldies.
Music from Prince and Isaac Hayes on the way, and I'll give you the details on how you can score $25,000 in cash from the new 99.5. The new 99.5, so you have a name for our brand new radio station?
Right now I've got
The Bomb. I like The Bomb. We The Bomb.
Yeah.
I like that. What's your name?
Matt McGuire.
What's your new favorite radio station, Matt?
99.5.
The Bomb, you hope. The new 99.5, that's the first queen of disco, Gloria Gaynor. 1974's Never Can't Say Goodbye. Good morning, my name is Fast Jimmy. It's a brand new radio station, Washington, D.C. This is D.C.'s Jammin' Oldies. Our phone number is 202-432-1995. D.C., weather for today, partly cloudy, showers, high temp around 63. You want to win $25,000? Here's the deal. This is so easy. All you have to do is help us name this radio station. Fax in your entry to 888-368-5775. A lot of people, hanging out in the office, they get together with their friends during lunch, and they come up with something, and they fax it, and you do that, you could win 25 G's. You can also mail it in to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game. The address is 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. The zip code 20852.
The new 99.5 commute update.
The all-new 99.5. My name is Fast Jimmy. First day in D.C., so how am I doing so far?
Oh, you're doing great.
Because I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, thanks.
I love radio myself. I'm trying to get into it.
Oh, don't do that. Good God. No, don't. Run.
Why
fast.
Not?
Sherry, where are you calling from?
Southeast Washington.
Have a happy day.
You too.
D.C.'s jamming all this. Luther Ingram, Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Michael Jackson before that. Hear about Michael? He's going into the studio doing a brand new CD, raising money for the Kosovo refugees. D.C. weather for today, partly cloudy, maybe some showers later on, high temp around 63. Right now, it is 47 in Washington. Here's traffic.
New
99.5, Motown Magic. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and the Tears of a Clown coming up on 7:34. Did you go to the movies this weekend? Here are the top five. Number five was 10 Things I Hate About You. The number four movie, Robert De Niro and Analyze This, Never Been Kissed at number three. Great movie, The Matrix at number two. And Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence came in at number one with the movie Life. D.C. weather, partly cloudy today. Showers are possible in the afternoon. High temp around 63. Right now in D.C., the temp is 47.
The new 99.5 commute update.
And good morning. I'm Rhoda Mensah with the latest traffic on the new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies.
Say you want to pocket $25,000 in cash? Hang tight. I'll give you details in just minutes on DC's Jammin' Oldies. Time to wake up, DC. There's a brand new radio station in town. This is the new 99.5. Tell a friend. In fact, wake somebody up right now. Let them know there's some great music at 99.5. Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life. The new 99.5. This is Fast Jimmy.
I think I heard you Monday morning, I think. Or this week.
Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. So you're doing the morning show?
How are we doing so far?
Okay. I didn't want to let you guys know.
You're not paying attention to me, are you, sir? I didn't think so.
Huh? Hello?
Okay, you go back and finish your bong.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
See you later.
Right.
Hey, what radio station is your new favorite?
99.5.
Say it with a little passion, will you, buddy?
99.5.
Yeah, something nice and easy. Grover Washington Jr., Bill Weathers, just the two of us on the new 99.5, DC's Jammin' Oldies. That's what we're calling ourselves. So far, if you can come up with something better, you could win $25,000 if we're giving a name to our brand new little baby radio station. Fax in your entry when you get into the office at 888-368-5775. I'll give it to you again. That's 1-888-368-5775, or you can mail it into the new 99.5 $25,000 name game. The address is 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. The zip code 20852. $25,000 in cash could be yours from the new 99.5. It's the all-new 99.5. DC's Jammin' Oldies and Fast Jimmy in a little bit of a soulful groove with the Staple Singers. Respect Yourself on 99.5. It's the all-new 99.5.
Yeah, I got one question.
Go.
When you send in the names for the station, you can send more than one on a sheet, right?
I don't know the rules, but sure, go ahead. What do I care about rules? You send it as many as you want, man.
Okay.
What's your new favorite radio station?
Oh, 99.5.
The all-new 99.5. DC's jamming all this. I was watching that VH1 Diva show a couple of weeks back thinking, how in the world could they leave out Aretha Franklin? There's the original Diva. Rocksteady from 1971. Hey, it's Fast Jimmy on DC's jamming all these. That's our name so far. But if you come up with something better, you're going to win $25,000 in cash. Give us a name. Win the money at 888-368-5775. That's our fax line number. Again, it's 888-368-5775. Mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game, 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, 20852. It's your chance at 25 G's. Hey, what's your favorite thing about the new 99.5?
Everything you're playing, basically. Brooklyn and Fire and all the disco and Gloria Gaynor. And
you like, Sister Sledge?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Let's listen to that together, shall we?
Yeah.
On what radio station?
99.5.
The all-new 99.5. DC's jamming all this. When I grow up, I want to be a pip. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia from 1973. Phone number to the studio is 202-432-1995. D.C. weather, partly cloudy, maybe some showers this afternoon. High temp around 63. Right now it's 47. It's a new 99.5. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Me, I'm good. The question is, how are you?
Actually, with your radio station now, I'm fine.
Are we doing okay?
Oh, thank you. And if you change your format, we'll pick at your station.
Oh, we're not going anywhere.
Please, don't.
But come on down with a sign anyway.
Well, the last time somebody tried to do this, what, it was Z104 before they were Z104?
Right.
And it only lasted like a few months?
Right.
And I turned it on one morning and got, I don't know what I got, and I was pissed.
Well, I'm new here, so I don't know about Z104, but we're in it for the long haul, baby. What's your name?
My name's Jennifer. And you know what's really sad is I used to have your job. I used to be a disc jockey.
Oh, no. What's your new favorite radio station?
The new 99.5.
I'll say it in your DJ voice.
Okay, fine. The new 99.5. How is that?
It's magic. The all-new 99.5. DC's jamming all this. Get it. Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair. Just doesn't get any better than that. Al Green and Anita Ward before that. D.C. weather for today, partly cloudy. Maybe some rain. Grab an umbrella for the ride home and a temp around 63. Cloudy tonight, rain down to 45. Right now, it is 47 in Washington. So what do you think of our radio stations so far?
I think it's a keeper.
Yeah, there's one listener. We're building it one at a time. Fashion me back into the music with Alicia Bridges. The all-new 99.5, DC's jamming all these while another rap star has been busted. Sean Puffy Combs has been in trouble with the law. He was charged with beating up a record executive with a champagne bottle. There's a way to further your career. Here's a guy who's never been in jail at all. Stevie Wonder, I Wish, Sean, 99.5. Hey, you're on the new 99.5.
Well, anyway, I was trying to get the contest because the guy who announced it, He said it too fast for naming y'all new radio
station.
Don't
you hate it when those DJ announcers do it too fast?
You ain't kidding.
All right, I'll go slow. You ready? You can win $25,000 just for naming our brand new radio station. Fax your entry to 1-888-368-5775. 1-888-368-5775, or you can mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game, 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, 20852. This is DC's Jammin' Oldies, the new 99.5. The all-new 99.5, DC's Jammin' Oldies. That's what we're calling this thing so far. If you come up with something better, you could win $25,000 in cash. Fax in your entry to 888-368-5775 or mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game, 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, 20852. It's the easy, easy way to score $25,000 cash. The all-new 99.5. Operators are standing by in the guest DJ request center. Okay, that's a lie. There are no operators. It's just me, but please call 202-432-1995. Let me play your favorite on DC's Jammin' Oldies. It's a new 99.5. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Me, I'm good. How are you?
All right, I can't complain.
Not to me.
I was just sitting there listening.
What's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manassas.
Are you working? Where do you work?
I work at AFC Truck.
And what radio station do you have out there where you're banging around in all those potholes?
You guys.
All right, you be careful out there driving, man.
All right, buddy, you take it cool now.
The all-new 99.5, DC's jamming all these, and Fast Jimmy taking your phone calls now, 202-432-1995. I love this song. Tavares, 99.5. Yeah. DC's jamming all these. The all-new 99.5 DC's jamming all these. Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour. Oh, yeah. This is a radio station that's giving away $25,000 in cash for the $25,000 name game. All you have to do is get your creative juices flowing and come up with a really cool name for our little baby radio station. Fax in your entry to 888-368-5775 or mail it to the new 99.5 $25,000 name game, 1801 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. The zip code is 20852. Good luck. 25 G's in your pocket from the new 99.5 DC's Jammin' Oldies. The all-new 99.5 and Christina Kelly coming up next with details on how you can win $25,000 in cash and more of your favorite Jammin' Oldies. Fast Jimmy out of here, leaving you with the Elements. Earth, Wind, and Fire. September is on DC's Jammin' Oldies.
What a cool sounding radio station. Fast Jimmy Roberts is heard on radio station WGAY-FM 99.5 in Washington, D.C. on April 16th, 1999. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the show, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.